Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Co-host tonight, Jackson Courtney.
Thanks for having me, Drew. I'm filling in for Chris.
I was going to say, I was sitting here thinking, wasn't Chris supposed to be on tonight? But I said, maybe I just have it out of order. Yeah, what's Chris doing? He's in the heat of tax season.
He's in the heat of tax season, and he's also celebrating what's known as a holiday, his wife's birthday.
There you go. I hear it's a month-long celebration, actually, right?
He said it's been trimmed down to a week, but...
What day is it, actually?
I think it was yesterday.
Okay, there you go. Well, happy birthday, Deb O'Shea. A shout-out for Deb O'Shea, her 49th birthday, I think, is what it is, something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here, Jackson, on an open show. That means our listeners are our guests again, and that's the way we like it. We like to do open shows because we love answering your questions. We love the unique questions that you have and seeing if we can help you sort it out and give you some guidance and direction as to what to do. And if you want to call in and ask your question, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question, and it could be anything. And, you know, there are a lot of people are asking tax questions lately, but there's plenty of other topics. Estate planning is a big topic. Social Security and Medicare is always a big topic. You know, what your IRAs, 401ks, investing, you know, we'll talk about investing if that's what you want to talk about. And maybe it's auto, home, life, long-term care insurance, medical insurance, company benefits, you name it. If it's dealing with your personal finances, we're here to help you. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask your question. But Jackson, while we're waiting for a few people to call in, let's tell our listeners we're going to have a listener appreciation event on May 8th, and you have to register in order to come to this event. It's going to be at 3 p.m. on May 8th at the DoubleTree, right there where the radio stations are, is where we're going to have it, at that hotel at the Reisterstown Road in the Beltway, and that's May 8th at 3 p.m. I decided to do it at 3 p.m. because a lot of times you do it at 5 or 6 after work, and people are just, you know, they get off work and they're tired and they're thinking, I want to go, but I'm just tired. So, you know, maybe you can get off work early and then you can come over and get a drink and meet each other. And we're gonna do a thing on our top tax and financial planning tips that you need to know. We're also going to talk about the book, The Financial Physical, and my friend Sean Casey is going to join us there that day. So you'll get to meet Sean also at the same time. And if you want to be a part of that, you have to call in and make a reservation. It's 410-823-7283. 410-823-SAVE is an easy way to remember that. That's 410-823-SAVE is the way to dial in to talk to Krista or whoever answers the phone. Tell them you just want to be on that list for May 8th at 3 p.m. First come, first serve. We only can handle, I think it's 75 or so people. And we just sent out an invite now to our clients. And that's a good, 1,000 or so people. And we usually pick up 50 or so from them, period. So I would suggest that you call in if you want to be a part of that. 410-823-SAVE is the way to call in and do that. And Krista, all they're going to ask for is your email address. The reason they need that is so that if things, have to get modified, if something goes wrong that day, we want to be able to communicate with people what's going to happen, what we're going to do, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to be a part of that, that's all you got to do is call in, tell them you want to be a part of it, RSVP, and give them your email address, and we'll be good to go. and we'll look forward to meeting you. And you'll get a free book, too. If you come anyway, you get a free book. It's going to be available. I'll sign it if you want it. You know, I'm happy to sign it if you want to. Happy to not sign it if you want to also. So if you want to be part of that, 410-823-SAVE, an easy way to remember that. Just call in the office. Krista will take care of that. You can also email info@financialconsulate, like an embassy, consulate.com, if you want to email and tell Krista you'd like to be on that reservation list. Jackson, do we have anybody online yet?
Nobody online.
Wow, I'll tell you. You know, Jackson, what's your gig, man? You used to be, you know, like the man. You call, you know, Jackson's here and everybody would call in, you know?
It's a rainy day. I'm going to blame it on that.
Is it raining up there? It's beautiful down here now.
Nobody's on the road tonight.
Ah, there you go. Anyway, 410-823, I'm sorry, if you want to call in and be a guest and direct our conversation tonight, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and direct the conversation tonight. Nobody's online, so you'll be first up if you call in and ask your question. 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and ask your question, and Jackson will make sure you get right up. And we got to go take our first pause, so now's the time to call in. 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. There are two main personal finance issues. How do I reduce taxes, and when can I retire? The Financial Consulate is passionate about both. My personal passion is reducing your tax liabilities because I believe tax laws are illogical and complex. I relish in helping you legally reduce taxes. It delights me and my team to help you retire and remain confident throughout your retirement. Robust retirement planning software and our comprehensive knowledge can build the assurance you need to plot out your retirement goals. If you have $1 million or more invested, including company plans, then we will do a tax planning analysis and retirement plan projection at no cost. If tax savings and retirement are your main concerns, then call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE, or search Financial Consulate. That's consulate like an embassy. Let us show you how to lower your tax liability and confidently prepare for retirement.
Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here on an open show with Jackson Courtney. And Jackson's typing in names that are online. But I just wanted to tell you again, we're coming into Maryland on May 8th, and I'll be there. And we're going to do a listener and client appreciation. We're going to talk about our top tax tips and top financial planning tips. We're going to talk about the book, The Financial Physical. Any listener who comes that hasn't gotten a copy of the book, you're going to get one for free that day. But you got to call in. You have to call in. That's a better way to say that using proper English. You have to call in and make a reservation. 410-823-SAVE is an easy way to remember that phone number. And my good friend Sean Casey is going to be with me that day. And we'd love to see you. We'd love to be with you. If you want to come, 410-823-SAVE, and also info@financialconsulate, like an embassy, consulate.com. Let's go to Marcus there, Jackson.
Okay, we're going to go to Marcus in Elk City. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Love the show.
Yeah, sure thing.
One is in regards to the Roth IRA contribution, the limit and the limit to the income.
Sure.
And the if you want to answer that, I can take the second part after.
So the answer to that is for 2023, it's $7,500 if you're over 50 years of age, and it's $6,500 if you're under 50 years of age. And the income limit is phased out between 218 and 228 for 2023. Are you single or married?
Married.
Well, then that's your phase out. 218 to 228 In 2024, I believe it pops all the way up to 238, Jackson.
240.
That's the full phase out.
That's the full phase out.
So it's 230 to 240 in 2024, right?
Yep.
230 to 240. So does that answer your first question?
Well, I have the follow-up question on that. Is 240 taxable income or the net income?
Well, what that is considered, Marcus, is called MAGI, Modified Adjusted Gross Income. So in other words, to come up with the MAGI for Roth, if I remember correctly, you take the adjusted gross income plus, I believe it's just foreign excluded income from your tax return. And I don't believe there's anything else that adjusts MAGI for Roth IRAs. So it's not taxable income. It's not gross income. It's adjusted gross income with one addition, and that's any foreign income you might have excluded. Did I get that MAGI right for Roth there, Jackson? Is there anything else that adds into MAGI for Roth? Well, anyway, that's what it is. It's usually like around line seven or eight on your tax return. No, actually, okay. Right now, the way the tax return's done now, I think it's like line 13. You can't keep track of it. They keep changing the dang thing on me, you know? So, does that answer your question, Marcus?
Yes, but if I go to line 13 on my tax return, at that number is below 240, I can contribute, correct?
Now, are you talking about for 2023 or 2024?
2024.
So, it has to be below 230 to make the full contribution. If you're between 230 and 240, you get a phase out of $50 per every $100 you're over 230.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And the other question I have is, I understand there's a rule called Augusta rule that if you have a rental property and you rent it for a short term for less than 2 weeks, like a beach property or so, you would be allowed to deduct all the expenses on your income tax?
Well, sort of, okay? When you rent it for short periods of time, you might have to use a Schedule C. And, you know, you might have to report it as a self-employed business, basically. And it depends on what kind of services you're providing to them, number one. And number two, you can take all the deductions off on any rental property as long as it's fully a rental property. If you're using it personally for more than 14 days or 10% of the rental days, then you're only allowed deductions up to the extent of the income you're making on the rental property. It's not as easy a question as you might think.
No, I thought that was the case, that you can only do it if you're using it hybrid, like using it yourself and renting it. You can only deduct the expense equal up to the amount that you have rented.
Yes, if you're using the property for more than 10% of the days rented or a maximum of 14 period, you lose the ability to take a loss. You can only deduct the income down to zero. All right, we got to run to Bill in Perry Hall, but great questions there, Marcus.
Yeah, thanks for your question, Marcus. Okay, we're going to go to Bill in Perry Hall. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. I wanted to ask you guys a question. Do you have any thoughts about the new IPO offered by Donald Trump, the DJT, as a worthwhile investment?
That's a fascinating question, and you know only the future is going to know for sure. You know, Trump's got a horrible history everybody thinks he's a great businessman, but if you really follow his history of being a businessman, he's got a horrible history of being a businessman. Fortunately, the Trump social media or Truth Media isn't going to be run by him personally, so that's the good news. It depends. If they can get the following on Truth Social Media, You know, look at what Facebook is worth right now. It's worth over $1 trillion. I think Truth Social Media is still only worth, what, about 8 or 10 billion today, after even after the pop in the stock. So it really depends. Can they make it successful? Can they get lots of followers? I mean, you know, look at Facebook, probably has a billion people on Facebook. So, you know, that's why it's worth $1 trillion.
Facebook started at $30 a share. I don't know what it is now, but
forget the price per share. Never focus on the price per share of a company. Always look at what's called market capitalization, the amount of shares outstanding times the price of the share. Because, look, I can move a price of a share. Berkshire Hathaway's, what, $600,000 a share? I could move it down to $5 a share tomorrow, but the market capitalization will still be the same by just splitting the stock. So don't ever look at the price per share. Always think of a stock from market capitalization, the amount of shares outstanding times the price of the share. That's the important number you should always think of as an investor.
Well, how do you get that market capitalization quant number?
So if it's a publicly traded company, you just go on to like yahoo.com or anything like that, and you hit the statistics button under the company, and it'll say shares outstanding, 60,352,000. Multiply 60,352,000 times the price that it's listed there. And if it says 62 1/8, multiply 62 1/8 times 60,233,000 shares, and you got your market capitalization. Also, if you look at the first page on the stock on like Yahoo.com, I think right. The top right number always says market capitalization $62,552.
So the bigger the number, the better it is.
The market capitalization, you then focus on, okay, the market capitalization of this stock right now is $8 billion. This is what they're doing. This is what their product is. This is what their competition is. Do I think they have the ability to continue to grow this, that market capitalization is going to become 10, 15, 20, 80? Because, you know, GE was like a $250 billion market cap. And today, I don't think they're more than $90 billion if you took all of them together. So sometimes big capitalizations come backwards, and sometimes small capitalizations skyrocket forward.
Okay.
You're going to have to give you an investment course here, you know, Bill, and then we'll be cooking with gas then, you know. So we ought to try that someday, do a whole thing on investments and so forth. All right, great talking to you. I appreciate it. We're coming up to that magical 6:29. Washington and Bert, I hope you hold on line with us. We're on an open show today, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. There are two main personal finance issues. How do I reduce taxes, and when can I retire? The Financial Consulate is passionate about both. My personal passion is reducing your tax liabilities because I believe tax laws are illogical and complex. I relish in helping you legally reduce taxes. It delights me and my team to help you retire and remain confident throughout your retirement. Robust retirement planning software and our comprehensive knowledge can build the assurance you need to plot out your retirement goals. If you have $1 million or more invested, including company plans, then we will do a tax planning analysis and retirement plan projection at no cost. If tax savings and retirement are your main concerns, then call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE, or search Financial Consulate. That's consulate like an embassy. Let us show you how to lower your tax liability and confidently prepare for retirement.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we have a few callers online, but if you want to call in, 410-922-6680. Let's rock and roll to Washington. He's been waiting too long.
Hey, Washington, how are you?
All right, Jackson, how are you, you and your family? And Drew, how are you and your family?
We're doing great, Jackson. I mean, Washington, what can we do for you, buddy?
Well, quick question. If the Trump tax cuts were to expire, and I don't know exactly when, other than the standard deduction going down, if I remember correctly, because under the tax cuts they went up, which may mean you may or may not be able to make it easier in order to get itemized deductions. What else happens if that expires?
Well, there are a lot of things that happened in that. So that's the sunsetting of those tax cuts is December 31st, 2025. So beginning 2026, we go to back to the 2017 tax law. And under the 2017 tax law, you can deduct unlimited state and local income taxes and property taxes. Right now, that deduction is limited to just $10,000. So probably a large portion of people will be able to itemize again if you are able to get rid of those high standard deductions. A couple of the other big things that will happen is small business owners are going to lose the qualified business income deduction, which is if you have a small business, and it's not really small, you know, I mean, it could be a $50 million business, but if you have a non-publicly traded company and you make $100,000 of profit, $20,000 of it is 100% tax-free. It's a little more complicated than that, but that's a simplistic way of putting it. And that disappears. So think about it. A lot of small business owners are going to be very upset if the Trump tax laws disappear in 2026. All right?
Okay. Well, there's time, I guess, in order to address that, hopefully.
Yeah, well, you know, Lord only knows what's going to happen. It's a wild, wacky world in politics and what they're thinking about and how the constituents will vote in November. That's another part of it. All right, let's go to rock and roll, Washington. Thanks for calling in. Always great to hear from you. Let's go to Bert, Jackson.
Okay, we're going to go to Bert in Timonium. Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I had a question. We listen to you pretty regular. And if you have offices in Towson, I think, near Timonium.
Hunt Valley.
Hunt Valley, okay. I had a question. I was wondering, the way you say that you come in and you have an initial period, you can come in the first time and see if there's a good fit or not. But when you actually, the client ourselves would be paying to have your services, how does it work on total percentage of something of our total income or of the total assets or just the assets that you would look at? Like if I already have 401, how does
the way
it work? We're trying to get some feel if it works.
Right. The way our firm does it is we charge either a management fee or a supervision fee. Management is when we're making the investment decisions. That fee would never be any higher than the 1% of the assets that we specifically are managing. And then we have a supervision fee. That would be assets that are under one of our two custodians, Fidelity or Schwab, that you're making the investment decisions on, but we're monitoring and supervising them and providing comprehensive advice to your whole finances. Those fees are never higher than 0.2%, but you're making the investment decisions. If it's outside of our purview, like your 401k or your house or anything of that sort, we don't charge any fees on those assets.
So if we had total, let's just take a number of $1 million, it would be 10,000.
Yeah, that's, you know, 1% is the highest, but there are other factors that could determine that. Once you go over $1 million, we drop down to 0.7% on the assets over $1 million. And it depends on what investments we're using. There are certain investments that we might be doing where our fee is going to be lower. But, what's that?
That percentage, that fee that you're talking about is once a year?
It's quarterly. We charge 0.25% per quarter on the first $1 million of assets that we're managing, assuming it's under a general management model that we would typically use. So it's
okay,
0.25%
really
per quarter.
Tax advice probably as much as more than financial planning. Yeah. But
you'll be surprised, Bert, that the comprehensive advice usually startles people as to all the things we find in your personal finances when you do a financial physical with us, and the things that we help you with, you know. On, I just had a client this morning. We did his tax return, and we picked up some other things that weren't dealing with the tax return. He said, I'm always startled as how you guys come up with all these different things that I've never even heard of. And so it's not always just tax advice or investment. There's plenty of things that you might be surprised at. So, all right, I appreciate your call. Yeah, we look forward to it. Look forward to meeting you.
Thanks.
Hopefully you come to our May 8th event. We get to meet you in person. We got to go to George now in Perry Hall. Let's go to George.
Okay, we're going to go to George. Hey, how can we help you?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have a question about RMDs.
Uh-huh.
I'm presently 70 years old. I understand that the RMDs kick in at the age of 73 at a designated date. And I have my tax-exempt investments with Fidelity. So it's my understanding that on that designated date, Fidelity will notify me what my RMD liability is. Is that correct?
Sort of. So let me clarify what you're saying, okay? When you have your first year of your required minimum distribution, the designated date is April 1st of the year after you turn 73. That's an important factor to understand. So let's say I turned 73 this year in 2024. My designated date is April 1st, 2025. Now, if I take any money out of my IRA or retirement accounts during 2024, it counts toward my required minimum distribution. If I wait until that first day, that final day, my designated date in 2025, then I still fulfill my requirement to take my first RMD before my designated date. But now that I took it in 25, I still have to take my second RMD for 2025 before December 31st of 2025. So
okay.
when you start using that word designated date, it's April 1st of the year after. So Fidelity might send you a format and tell you what your RMD is, but they normally don't send that out until like September, or they might put it on your Form 5498. That's just a general reporting form they send to the IRS, but they also send it to you, which may tell you what your RMD is. I would have to ask Michelle, she would know better, how Fidelity reports the RMD to people. We do all the calculations ourselves for our clients. We only look at the custodian's reporting if we feel that we think they might be inaccurate.
So within what period of time can I implement use of a qualified charitable distribution?
Well, you can do that right now. You can do that right now anytime you want to if you're 70 and a half.
So I once understand, you,
but if you want to use it to offset your RMD, you could do it January of the year you turn 73. So if you turn 73 in 2027, which is, I think, what you said, three more years, if that's the year you turn 73, then you can start that January 1 of 2027 using QCDs to eat up your RMD if you want to. Is that what you're asking?
And can you activate a QCD any time during the year, any day, or is it?
Yeah, anytime,
okay.
all the way up to your designated date if you wanted to wait until April 1st of 2025. Yeah, you could.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, good
much.
Question. Interesting question. All right.
Yeah. Thanks, George.
I think we're out of time for this part, but Ray, Hal, and Jim, you hold on. We're going to get your questions after we come back from this pause, and we'll be right back. Take it away, traffic.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. There are two main personal finance issues. How do I reduce taxes, and when can I retire? The Financial Consulate is passionate about both. My personal passion is reducing your tax liabilities because I believe tax laws are illogical and complex. I relish in helping you legally reduce taxes. It delights me and my team to help you retire and remain confident throughout your retirement. Robust retirement planning software and our comprehensive knowledge can build the assurance you need to plot out your retirement goals. If you have $1 million or more invested, including company plans, then we will do a tax planning analysis and retirement plan projection at no cost. If tax savings and retirement are your main concerns, then call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE or search Financial Consulate. That's consulate like an embassy. Let us show you how to lower your tax liability and confidently prepare for retirement.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, here with my good friend Jackson Courtney. We got to rock and roll through Ray, Hal, and Jim if they're still on the line. Let's go, Jackson.
Yeah, let's see. We're going to go to Ray first. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Great. Hi, gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
Great. And you?
Good. I just want to let you know, I was really I was uninformed about the senior tax credit for the state of Maryland last year.
Yep.
And hearing it on your show, I said, hey, well, I qualify for this. So I did an amended tax form. And like a couple of weeks ago, I got $1,000 back because of you.
Hey, praise God. Thank you.
See, I know you like it when someone gets their tax money back and you like helping people. So I just want to give you credit for that. So I really appreciate that. It might be other people, too, in the same boat that, you know, are pretty conscientious about their taxes.
But you have to be careful with that credit, Ray, because $1 over $100,000 as a single person and you lose the entire thing. Literally, you report $100,000 of AGI and you get the $1,000 credit or less, the $100,000 or less, you get the $1,000. You report $100,000 and one stinking dollar and they're going to take that credit away from you. It's hard to fathom. That $1
well, this time
of
I
income.
Got it, so I'm grateful. So I'm glad to the state. That was a nice thing they did.
There you go.
All right. Just want to thank you guys. All right.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in and telling us that.
All right. Sure. Bye bye.
Take care.
Okay. Next, we're going to go to Hal. Hey, Hal, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. How can we help you?
We're fine.
On the HSA account?
Yep.
If you put money in for last year?
Okay. Right?
I'm going to retire. It's going to look 6 months back, but does that count as like today's date, or does it count as December?
I'm sort of understanding what you're asking, but I'm not 100% sure. So tell me again.
I'm going to bring the HSA account up to the maximum.
So you're single or married?
Married.
So it's a family deduction of $9,750 for last year if you did it for both you and your spouse. Well, let's call it $8,750 for yourself, okay?
Yep.
So you're going to bring it up to the max, $8,750. Okay.
Yep. If I retire, I got to look back 6 months?
No.
Well, if you're over 65.
What age are you?
I'm 68 right now.
68. So you're saying you're going to retire, let's say, February 1st. Okay, July.
Yep.
You're going to retire in July.
Yep.
So, and if you go on to Medicare, Medicare Part A has an immediate 6 month retroactive activation, which then would negate you for any HSA that you would have contributed between January and June. Assuming you retire in July and start Medicare. That's what you're referring to, right?
Right, but if you put in now for last year, does that count as a right now putting in, or is it, would that be 6 months, or does it count for last year?
It would count for last year, so you would be good.
Okay.
So the only thing that would negate you, so what Jim's trying to ask is, he wants to finish his $8,750 for 2023, and he wants to put it in before April 15th. And he's saying if he does, and then he retires on July 1, and they negate his HSA contributions between January 1 and June 30th, he's saying, will that count against what he put in for 2023? And the answer is no. It will only negate him from being able to contribute from January 1, 24 to June 30th, 24. And actually, I think that's a stupid law anyway, the concept that you didn't ask Medicare A to make it retroactive. So why should the IRS penalize you because Medicare A is retroactive? And I haven't yet heard the IRS make a comment about that one way or the other.
But I guess the other thing, can you go back and say, hey, I had this 5 months ago. Can you guys pay it?
They put you
on it?
You mean like for Medicare Part A?
Yeah.
No. Medicare Part A, the minute you sign up for Medicare, you have to take Part A and it has to be retroactive. And remember, Part A is the one you pay for out of your paycheck since you started to work when you were, let's say, 15 or 16 years of age. It's only Part B that you pay for monthly.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go. So thank you.
All right. It's a complicated issue, but I don't think he doesn't have anything to worry about his 2023 contribution.
Right. And he is up until April 15th to make that.
Yeah, he does. And and going on Medicare and retroactively 6 months isn't going to affect him at all. But that's a complicated issue that he was asking about. And it's kind of a goofy one to boot, you know. Anyway, let's go on to our next call.
Okay, we're going to go to Jim in Ellicott City. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good. I've got a question. My wife inherited some shares from her late mother back in 2017, Ford stock, okay? So there were fractional shares, and ComputerShare was handling the transaction, okay? So they sent her a whopping check for fractional shares, $3.69. She received a 1099-B. I did the simple calculation, and it was like a 40-cent loss, okay, long-term.
Okay.
Basically a zero basis, in other words, okay? So now she decided to transfer from ComputerShare because every time she reinvests dividends, they charge a fee, and she has an account at Vanguard, and they will not charge her any ongoing fees for reinvesting dividends and additional shares. So she executed the transaction to transfer. There were some fractional shares, about a half a share, 0.49 something. Okay, so they're sending her a check for like $6.20. So they use FIFO, first in, first out method.
Right.
Okay. All right. So after when she first received the gifting, and they spun off those fractional shares back in 2017, she had an even number of 326 shares. So, and then subsequently, they kept separate books at ComputerShare, very good, for the shares garnered from reinvesting dividend payouts over the years.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And that generated some fractional shares, those reinvested dividends. Okay. So the total quantity of stock that was transferred had fractional shares. So they're sending her a check for $6.20. It's about a half a share, 0.49 something. So I was trying to figure out the cost basis for that fractional share. So I am assuming it's the 326 shares that she initially received, and the share price there was $12.66.5. And we know the share price on July 26th when they sold the half a share, roughly. So if I look at the difference in the share price.
So your cost basis on the shares that she inherited from mom are the value at the date of death, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So that value divided by 326 shares.
Right.
That's the $12.66.5 per share. And that's actually what ComputerShare shows that.
Right. So, you know, that's your cost basis and then whatever the proceeds were.
Yeah. And the proceeds. So the proceeds on the 26th for the half a share was around $6.20.
Okay.
Okay, and a share, half a share of the 326 shares that she received as a gift is roughly the same. The difference is 3 cents.
Right.
Okay.
You're much too detailed for $6 of tax.
I know. Yeah, a friend of mine told me to assume zero basis and move on.
No, I would never assume zero basis.
It's like I said, oh, you got a capital loss of 3 cents, which means zero.
For $6 of a fractional share, I would assume the cost basis is $6 and move on.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, you go up to $6.
I don't think the IRS doesn't care, and you don't, and why should you pay 50 cents on something or whatever? It's too trivial for the IRS to worry about. Now, if it was $60 or $600, you'd have to do a little work, but you're talking, the tax code really works in $10 increments, technically.
Yeah.
You know, so if you think about it, $6 really doesn't even affect the income tax return. But
yeah,
Let me get this in.
Yeah.
Everyone out there listening should hear something that Jim's talking about, and that is his wife was dealing with ComputerShare. And every single listener right now hearing my voice, if you have shares with ComputerShare, get them away from them. If your parents have assets with ComputerShare, get them away from them as quick as possible, because
okay.
they are a horrendous company to deal with,
yes.
especially when you're in a crisis like somebody's died or somebody became disabled.
I fully agree. Whenever we've called them, they don't seem to know what they're talking about. Zero.
I got to go, Jim. Good
All
question.
Right, thank
Great
you.
Point. Anyway, yep. Jackson, we're finished for tonight.
It's been a great night, Drew. Thanks for having me.
Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Things are gone.